Welcome to Mass Effect Advanced Nightbane Chronicles. This is an audio read of a fanfic based off of the Mass Effect game and the amazing Mass Effect tabletop RPG podcast known as Advanced. Characters, places, and the stories are built in the world of Mass Effect and the tabletop RPG Advanced Progress. Spoilers will be revealed for both the Mass Effect games as well as a podcast currently airing once a month. Be sure to follow the Advanced crew as they journey through the Milky Way galaxy and beyond on your favorite podcast platform. Like and rate this audio read, as well as the Advanced tabletop RPG this fanfic is based off of. This audio read is a product of JATF Productions. Warning, please be advised that this audiobook has music and sound effects throughout each episode. Thank you and enjoy.
This is Lupius, recalling the time I had to take down a Cerberus agent and his twin brother. I had help taking down these twin targets by a Vortia. Evidently, we fought, but we were both the victor. Our plan changed a bit as Viper received a call from a ghost. I helped her track down this person on Sicario Station. We found them in a club called Rusty Bucket. They were trying to pay off a famous Asari to pretend to be the mysterious caller that spoke with Viper. Something went wrong though, as the Asari seemed angry and abandoned this plot. When I stopped the Asari and questioned her, she informed me that the Salarian used her to make the call and wanted her to keep up the act. She told me that someone was eating through her credits and quickly stormed off. I mentally shrugged and continued to head towards my primary mission, as I was told to do. I almost missed the exchange as I rushed into the meeting. It was held within a dark corner of the station that was close to the docks. When I arrived, I was surprised at what I saw. The Blood Pack gang was there, taking over the Emerald Phoenix group. They hadn't noticed me yet as I quickly ducked down behind a crate and listened. The Vulture was speaking to the last surviving member of the Emerald Phoenix. There was another human there next to him. They were twins, identical even.
Oh man, we're in trouble.
Don't worry about it. We'll give this to the boss, we have to.
No, we gotta give it to this guy. He'll kill us both!
That doesn't matter. I want to give it to the boss. I gotta stand my ground even though I'm afraid.
Enough talking already!
No! Don't do it!
I can tell that this man pleading for their lives was my target. As the Vortia kicked him around a bit, I saw flashes of the Cerberus symbol on his shirt. He tried to hide it with his coat, but it didn't work. My pride got in the way as I couldn't just let this Vortia take my kill. Before I can stand up, someone pulled out a pistol behind me and pressed it to my head.
Ferrick! I found another one! Yeah.
The Vortia behind me shouted to get the other one's attention. Before another word could be uttered, I took down the Vortia by sweeping his legs and pounding my elbow into his face. I had to do this several times as the damn Vortia refused to pass out. After 5 blows to the head, he finally remained silent and still.
Yuli! Where did you go? What game are you playing this time? We are busy with our takeover. No time for hide and seek. Come out, now!
I slowly stood up as I dragged the Vortia behind me by the foot. Once we were both in plain sight, I let his foot go and stared into the other Vortia's eyes. Apparently, his name was Verrick.
Oh shit! It's the assassin from the Blue Suns! Man, I told you this would have happened. We should have just stuck to-
Shut up!
Verrick shouted at the human and stomped on his stomach to silence him.
Who are you? What do you want? You better answer fast, or else I kill you for hurting Yuli! Ha!
You're standing over my target. If you don't mind, I need you to move so I can complete-
No! This human is mine to kill! I got here first! Why Blue Sun's here anyways? You try take over gang too?
No, not exactly. I'm here for that human's head. Both of them to be exact. Also, I'm not working for the Blue Sun's at the moment. This is-
Who cares? This kill is mine! If you want it, fight for it!
Suddenly, the Vorcha pulled out his shotgun and aimed at me. He was waiting for me to do the same. However, I didn't. I simply stared as I studied the situation.
What? You afraid to die? Come on! Pull out gun and fight!
How about we do this another way? No guns. I told him as I drew my two mana molecular daggers. A creepy grin spread across his face. Then, he flung out two omniclaws and slowly slid his feet into an animal-like fighting stance.
You'll regret this! Before I slice you into pieces, what is your name?
Nubius.
Ah, lame! I want more scary name! So when I tell how I slice off your head, it will be epic!
Fine. You can call me Shadow.
Ah, yes! Shadow! Let us see how quickly I can end your life! Rah!
We both charged, but the Vorcha was a lot faster than expected. I barely dodged his attack as I stumbled back. Once I got my footing, our battle began. I was slower, but more flexible, so my focus was dodging and deflecting. As our fight progressed, my cybernetics started to kick in. It must have been a safety feature built within me, as I felt something rising within. I was trying to hold it back, but the more intense the fight got, the less organic I became. I could see his attacks before he made them, as if I was calculating them at a rapid pace. I finally started to push back, moving forward as the worry within the Vorcha's eyes could be seen. He was losing speed, or maybe I was getting faster. A sound came from me which scared him completely. He quickly leaped back and stared in horror as the sound continued to come forth.
What is this? What the hell are you?
He shouts in rage and fear. My eyes quickly look past him as my targets manage to unbind themselves. They were about to make a run for it, but stopped as they noticed how my eyes were locked on them.
Eliminate the target!
I spoke without meaning to and sprinted towards them. The Vorcha quickly caught on to what was happening and raced for them as well. He ripped his Omnitool claws into the Emerald Phoenix member as I sliced the head off the Cerberus twin. As blood sprayed from the corpses, the Vorcha looked at me and took a step back.
Mission accomplished!
Once again, this voice wasn't mine as I tried to calm myself and revert back to my normal voice.
Good! Now leave and don't come back! This blood-packed territory! Not Blue Sands!
Varric demanded as I felt my body slowly shift back into a Turian, instead of what I presume must have been a Geth Turian. Affirmative. I'll be going now. Thank you for your assistance.
You're not welcome. Now go, before Varric changes his mind and kill you too!
I just nodded my head and headed out to a more reserved location. Once I was sure I wasn't followed, I pinged Viper and informed her that the task was done. She proceeded to give me my next objective, which was her mission she couldn't complete at the moment. I knew something like this would happen since she was dealing with the ghost from her past. I didn't mind. This simple task of hacking the casino and getting trivial items would be a nice cooldown for me. Once I arrived there, I took a moment to calm my nerves. I sighed as I sat down and surveyed the area, looking for a good spot to hack the system without drawing too much attention to myself. Once I found the perfect spot, I headed over there and began the process. I was interrupted as I heard a guest sound and quickly spun around, honing my hearing to make sure it also didn't come from me. I finally spotted the advertisement that displayed a Geth being destroyed as an incentive to get the most credits for the game. I almost triggered the alarm during my hack, but corrected the hiccup and proceeded to gather what I needed. Once I obtained what I needed, I quickly left and hurried back to the Rusty Bucket. Once I arrived, I was immediately greeted by the Salarian, who was drunk, by the way. I wasn't going to question it, and took advantage of his state to carry him over my shoulder and head back to the ship. The whole time he rambled and talked to me and everyone else we passed by, I remained focused and ignored everything and everyone until we arrived at the ship. Once the hangar bay doors opened, Viper was sitting on a crate, waiting for us.
What the hell happened to him?
She questioned as I dropped the passed out Salarian on the floor. I guess he had too much to drink.
Too much to drink? I picked up his bill because he was arguing with the bartender. He only had 2 drinks. Lightweight.
Grex informed us as he walked by me and picked up the Salarian. I'll be in my quarters if you need me. I told him as I kept walking and refrained from making eye contact with Viper.
What happened?
Get out of my head!
I demanded, but something spoke with me which forced me to stop as my heart started to race again. I could feel Viper trying to swim around in my mind, but this other entity was preventing her from entering further. She gave up, and the tension within my head eased. I sighed and stared at the floor for a moment, waiting for Viper to say something out loud.
Are you two doing your kinky thing?
I smirked a bit at Grex's comment.
Grex, bring Corella to his room. Lupius, did you get the items I requested?
Without turning around, I typed on my Omnitool and sent her the schematics and algorithms. I heard her check her Omnitool and waited for a reply.
Very good. Thank you. We'll meet in the war room after we pick up Kane. He already alerted me that he was finished with his mission. Lastly, there is something we need to discuss. Kane shared a feed with me, showing the Omega 4 relay being destroyed by Commander Shepard. Nothing to be alarmed about now. Just giving you 2 heads up of what we'll be going over. Dismissed.
Viper's last word cut the invisible chain that was holding me down as I propelled myself forward through the corridor. I hurried to my quarters and locked the door behind me as I sat on my bed and closed my eyes. I couldn't figure out what I was so afraid of. I knew I had these advancements within me, but I never thought I'd lose control of them. I started to recall a conversation I had with the ship's AI. She mentioned the heretics and being controlled by the Reapers. I wondered if that was the case here. Did the cybernetics within me sense that the Reapers were coming? Or worse, were the Reapers already here? Either way, I needed to be liberated from the heretics.
Lupius, may I have a word with you in the engine room?
Jenna's voice softly spoke through my Omnitool. Yes, of course. I was just thinking about you.
How flattering. I can't wait to see you then.
On my way. With that said, I stood up and headed for the engine room as I felt the ship take off. Hopefully, she'll be able to tame this mechanical demon within me.
Nightbane Chronicles Character Trivia Time. Lupius is the only one that knows about Viper's past. When they mind-mailed it by accident, he acquired more information than he wanted. However, when Viper brings it up, he always pretends like he doesn't know. Viper believes he knows, but he never tells her, and always allows her to vent her frustrations on her path. Special thanks to our good friend Steven for voice acting the 2 humans and the Vorchin known as Julie. We appreciate all your time and effort.
Thank you for listening to the Mass Effect Advantum Nightbane Chronicles. Be sure to find and listen to the Mass Effect Advantum Tabletop RPG. Also, join the Mass Effect Advantum Discord for more updates on this audio read, as well as the Tabletop RPG Advantum. Thanks for listening in.